Everybody stand by. Hi, I'm Marlena, and I want to welcome you to Marlena, right here on ACB Radio Mainstream, where for about the next 60 minutes or so, we'll be taking your calls at 1-866-666-7926. Come on in. Sit down. Take your shoes off. Give me a call, won't you?
The multitudes went forth and cast their pods in the direction of all who would listen. And casting their pods in this manner, they were henceforth known as podcasters.
Stick it in your ear.
I've got your podcast right here.
Catholic Insider presents the Star Wars Chronicles.
Come fly with me. Let's fly away. If you can use...
Welcome to the fourth podcast of Fly With Me. I'm Joe Dion, a pilot for a major U.S. airline, and I take my recorder with me on trips so I can take you, my listeners, on trips with me.
Tonight we begin The Adventures of Sherlock Holmes by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, as read by Tim Aldrich.
Welcome to Radio Memories. Our journey today will take us into the development of the Lone Ranger.
Hi, everybody. This is Tony Khan, producer and director of Morning Stories from WGBH in Boston, with today's Morning Story. What else?
This is Winecast 23, Wine Blogging Wednesday number 9, Rosé.
Welcome back to Dining on the Vine, where wine and food are fun. I'm Joe.
And I'm Christina.
And thanks for being with us once again on Saturday night.
Yes, thank you, and welcome to our table.
And sharing our dinner with us.
Yes.
Podcasting almost live, Adam Curry.
Hey, everybody, it is Friday, May 6, 2005.
The power of your influence.
Coming to you from Curry Cottage, a special Friday edition of the Daily Source Code. With a...
Oh, where'd my guest go?
Oh. my guest has removed himself from the studio chair. Oh, yeah. We've set it up as a studio. It almost looks like one and makes me sound better than the guest.
The power of pure intellect. That's just a sample of some of the podcasts that I subscribe to. Hello. Welcome to Marlena. It's great to be back again. We were in Montana last week. Thought we'd get to do some podcasting sound seeing in Montana, but some stuff came up like a very sick guide dog and we couldn't do it. But enough of me. We're going to, bring in here in just a minute, Jeff Bishop, who's going to introduce our guest. And boy, if I could see our guest right now, if he were sitting here, I'd give him a big hug, because of the work that he's doing with the iPodder. So what the heck's a podcast? What the heck is iPodder? Well, if you've tuned in tonight, you're going to find out all about that. And then when we're through discussing this topic, we're going to move over into talking about just whatever you want to talk about. It'll be open forum for whatever time we have left. And as always, the telephone number to call is 866-666-7926. We're in the chat room. We've got Dave Williams in the UK. I think we've got Jerome in Canada. It's all going on. Jeff Bishop, welcome to Marlena.
Well, hello, Marlena. How are you?
I'm great. It's great to hear your voice.
Yeah, it's good to... Good to hear your voice as well.
So let me...
So we have Andrew on the phone with us.
Yes, let you introduce him.
Okay. And he's part of the iPodder development team. And I thought I'd give a little bit of background and then we'll have Andrew introduce himself to all of you. And this all started when Don Barrett, who many of you may or may not know, I know Marlena and I know Don quite well. We spent quite a bit of time together at CSUN and all of that, and Don Barrett contacted the iPodder development team, and turned out to be Andrew, and donated some money to them, and you know, because of he just was just flabbergasted and just loved the work that they were doing, and said, "Hey, what would be the potential possibility of, you know, making this client even more accessible?" And so Don got a hold of me a few hours later. It was quite late, actually. He was up kind of late and told me about this. And we got Andrew on Skype. Remember that evening, Andrew?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And we kept Andrew up all hours of the night.
Andrew, I've been on Skype with these guys. Let me tell you, you earn points for heaven. Go ahead, Jeff.
So we just kind of took off from there, and there's been a lot of work that has gone on, and we'll get to some of that. But I thought I'd have first, Andrew, if you could tell us a little bit about yourself, and you know what got you involved in the whole iPodder client and podcasting in general.
Okay, sure. My name is Andrew Grummet, and thanks for having me on the show. Let's see, where to begin? I should probably start by saying that the development team is, it's growing. There's three core developers, myself, Eric DeYoung, and Garth Kidd. And we're spread out all over the world, actually. Garth's in Sydney, and Eric is in Rotterdam. And we also have a designer, Martijn Fenroy, and a content strategist, Mark Post. And a couple of new guys on the team who are helping with documentation, user support, and Linux. So I just wanted to say it's actually a large. There's several of us working on this.
Yeah, and that brings up one real important point here for people to kind of understand too. iPodder, the actual client, is just not on the Windows platform, right? I mean, it's a multi-platform client.
That's right. So we run on Windows, we run on Mac, we run on Linux.
Right. So now this is why some of the accessibility things that many people have brought up on the blind casting list have been a little bit more difficult to potentially implement because of this this issue of cross-platform. So that's kind of why, you know, they really have to work within the confines of making sure that the code that they implement within the client can work cross-platform.
Right. It may be that it doesn't work identically to a lot of the native software on each particular platform. That's right. So
right.
Some of the accessibility features that you may have been accustomed to, we might not get them for free. So we may have to do a little bit of extra work to enable those kind of things.
Right, right.
But the background, you'd asked earlier about background.
Sure.
I'd been working, I guess I've written my weblog now for a little over 2 years, and a lot of the early adopter webloggers were also software programmers. Of course, these days, I guess, blogs are actually very common, and maybe we're out of the early adopter stage. I'm not sure yet. But what happens typically is if you do software, you start to fiddle around with the underlying technologies and start to understand them. And just as I was getting into blogging, it just so happened that Harvard had the Berkman Center for Internet Society in Harvard invited Dave Weiner, the blog pioneer, to do a fellowship there. And I started going to the Thursday meetings and learning about RSS syndication and enclosures. Enclosure is the technical details aren't so important, except that that's what makes podcasting work. And we had started to really explore enclosures a lot during the year that Dave was at Harvard, and a lot of the precursors to podcasting were explored during that year. So that's a little of the background, and that was all happening during 2003 and 2004. And so the stage was set in the summer of 2004 when Adam released his initial iPodder Apple script. This is Adam Curry I'm talking about.
Right.
When he started doing his daily show and inviting other developers to come in and make the code run better.
It'd be kind of interesting to listen to some of those old daily source codes.
Yeah.
You know, it'd be kind of interesting to hear. I wonder if he has those archived. It'd be kind of fun to go back in time.
I believe they are archived. If you go to the website, dailysourcecode.com, you ought to be able to dig back through the archives and find
very cool, yeah.
So I want to jump in and ask a question, and, you know, maybe it's on Jeff's list of questions to ask, but I'm going to ask it anyway.
Let me
also give the telephone number, 866-666-7926, and that's the number to call. We're also in the chat room. The number's toll-free in North America. But if you're an international listener, we're also in the chat room at www.ourplace.acbradio.org. Click on the speakeasy room and you'll be there. So I want to jump ahead a little bit, Andrew, and so you've got this iPodder thing, and we're all kind of struggling along with it. You know, it's one of these deals that, yes, it's usable. You really need to know how to use your screen reader, though, because there's lots of right-clicking that you have to do to do the things that you want to do. And, yeah, it takes a little longer, but it's, you know, it's okay. And then all of a sudden you get a request from the blind community in the face of Don Barrett, who I have to say actually was one of the first people. Don Barrett and Doug Wakefield of NewsBits, lots of our longtime listeners would know Doug's name, were the first two people to really get me going on a computer. So that shows how old we are. But anyway.
They didn't have computers when you were that young.
Hey, watch it, buddy. But anyway, so all of a sudden, you know, out of nowhere comes this request from someone who's blind saying, hey, not only do I want you to do this, but here are some resources to help you do that. And a lot of us who are active on the web, you know, we come across something that's inaccessible and we fire off an email and say, hey, here's what you could do. And 99.9% of the time, you don't get an answer. And so before saying how delighted that I am that Don got an answer, my question to you is, what did you guys think? Did it surprise you that here came this kind of request?
I wouldn't say it was a surprise. It wasn't expected. It just wasn't on our radar, which probably sounds kind of awful. And I felt kind of, you know, but these were issues. This has been an education for me. And I guess the right way to think about it is, I think I would. This is probably true of the other guys on the development team too. We're just, you know, we like solving problems, but we like learning too, and we like making our software the best that it can be for as many people as possible. And so I saw it as an opportunity. I said, hey, this is, you know, I think I've said this to Jeff before. I said, you know, we want our application to be the best it can be, and that means making it the best for as many people as possible. So that was one element of it. Another was, you know, this is something, these are issues I don't understand. It actually, believe it or not, the Skype, you know, voice messaging has been a huge part of the education here. You know, just being on the line with Jeff and saying, oh, okay, now I see the issue here, whether it's understanding the kind of default ways of using the keyboard that you know, people who aren't using a mouse are gonna expect, or, you know, it's just talking through the use cases and then saying, oh, okay, I understand. You need to use a keyboard at this point. And we don't provide a way to do that. Fine. Okay. Well, we'll figure out a way to make that work for you.
Well, I totally love, I just have to tell you, and then I'm going to go into the chat room because I know that Dave Williams, who is the ACB radio director who lives in the UK, I know that Dave had some thoughts he wanted to share as well. But I have the talking stick, so. But I have to tell you, Andrew, I totally love being able to press space on my episode and changing the state from skipped remove to download instead of routing my screen reader cursor, moving by mouse clip. Now everybody knows what screen reader I use, right? And then right clicking, or when I want to play something. And, you know, I didn't expect it to be so easy. And so the first time I downloaded the accessible iPodder, you know, I put it in and I load it up and got to my list, and I thought, okay, well, I'll press enter. Well, that didn't do anything. And then I thought, well, darn, I don't know what to do. And I thought, well, you know, I'll just try pressing space because that'll highlight it. All of a sudden, Winamp pops up, my podcast pops up, and I was like, yes!
That's great.
That's great.
That's really good to hear.
Oh, it's just wonderful. Let's go into the chat room. Is that all right with you, Mr. Jeff?
Yeah, sure.
All right. We're going to unkey. And this always takes a second, Andrew, because I'm going to unkey, and we're going to ask Dave Williams to pop on in. So, Mr. Dave, are you ready? Here you go. And I'll just chat for a second till we hear Dave.
I'm not quite sure what you're expecting from me. Hello there, Andrew. Welcome to the Marlena program. And hi to you, Jeff. We spoke a couple of hours ago, I think. And hello to you again, Marlena. Thanks, Andrew, ever so much for giving generously of your time and the work that you're doing with making iPodder more accessible. I guess one thing that's occurred to me, I'm guessing that when you're using iPodder, primarily you're using the mouse to drive the software. And I guess the question that I have from a blind user's perspective, and a lot of blind users really think about Windows applications in terms of where the Windows keyboard focus is at any given time. So the focus always has to be somewhere, meaning that the next time you press a key, the point in which the application, that keystroke, will take effect. And we talk about losing focus from time to time, where, well, we all lose focus on a couple too many drinks, but we talk about losing focus, where when you press a keyboard command, you know, you hit a key on the keyboard and Windows or the application doesn't know what to do with it, or it doesn't realize that you've done that. And I guess that's been part of the learning curve in terms of making the iPodder software more accessible.
Yeah, we've really done a lot of work on the focus, and maybe Jeff's the best conduit, but we're, you know, this is one of those global issues, and it's hard to track down every single instance of where the focus may get lost. But if you send those to us, we'll you know, we just fixed one last night with the directory.
Oh, yay! Oh,
yeah,
good.
Yeah, so we're you know, just keep sending them in, and we'll fix them. And I kind of understand it took a little bit of you have to sort of trace around the program to figure out, you know, how you're going to address it. And once you get it once, fixing it in all the other places is usually pretty easy.
Yeah, the best place to do that, and we'll give more information about this later, is to subscribe to the blind casting list. We want to make sure that we don't flood the development team for iPodder with a lot of people sending them email. It's best that we have, you know, one or two people who are kind of focused on getting them feedback. That way they can continue to produce great products for not only us, but the rest of the... How many users do you think you have now, by the way?
Astronomical
number.
You know, we host all of our downloads on a system called SourceForge, and they've been reworking their statistics system, and we're waiting with bated breath, you know, to get a better numbers. But, you know, just... shooting from the hip, I think that our user base is well into the tens of thousands.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, we've got a call. Let's bring the caller into the room. Hello, caller. You are with Andrew from the iPodder team, Jeff Bishop and Marlena.
Hello, this is Marsha.
Hello, Marsha. How are you?
I'm doing very well, Marlena. How are you?
And
Jeff and everybody.
You know what? If I were any better, it would be bloody illegal.
Well, that's wonderful news.
What's going on with you?
Oh, well, I have a question. I don't have an iPod. I don't plan on getting one anytime soon. But I'm wondering, can you just download this podcast thing to listen to it on your PC?
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah, why don't you go ahead and talk a little bit about that, Andrew?
Yeah, Andrew,
sure.
Go ahead.
Okay, the iPodder name, really, it, you know, as you might expect, it does derive from the fact that early versions of the software were geared towards use with iPods. There's some things that make podcasting unique. As you know, web audio has been around for quite a while. The thing that we found in the early days that was interesting about podcasting was that with iPod, and it's it turns out that you fill iPod with software called iTunes, and iTunes has some very nice mechanisms for connecting to it from external programs. and the early iPodders, what made them different from a lot of the kind of web audio that came before was that they could download the audio and immediately transfer it to the iPod, and then you could disconnect the iPod from the computer and walk away and have a, you know, listen to web audio in a disconnected mode, and we all thought that was pretty neat. So it turns out that, of course, you know, as podcasting has become really popular, you know, the most popular sites, when they look at their download statistics, it may be that only a quarter of the downloads are to iPodder type programs. A lot of people are listening directly through the web, or maybe they're downloading with an iPodder to their computer but still listening to it at the computer. So I guess the short, you know, to come back to the original answer, though, you certainly don't need an iPod. The iPodder software knows how to connect to Windows Media Player, or, as I think Marlena said, you can also launch other audio programs.
Yeah, connects right.
I do have Windows Media Player.
Well, then you're all set, kiddo.
So what do I do to listen to Jeff's wonderful blog from Disney World or Land or whatever the heck he was at? Is Jeff Bishop on here?
Jeff? Hello, Jeff.
I'm sorry, I had to let Jacinda out.
Oh, guide dogs do take precedence over podcasts. So,
if you go to jeffbishop.net, that's probably going to be the easiest thing to remember tonight. We'll have a link. We'll have a post on the blog here shortly with a link to the software directly, and you can get it from there. That's going to probably be the easiest thing for you to do. You're going to the actual iPod or SourceForge website is a bit tricky to navigate.
Oh gosh, yes.
Oh, it
so
is.
I will put a link up on my website to the actual link to the software.
I
think there's one there
just
now
interrupt?
Already.
Sorry.
But I'll
yeah, I was just going to mention to Marcia that actually on a previous main menu available from our archives at acbradio.org, if you're feeling a little bit bamboozled by all of this, we do have a demonstration of iPodder. That was in its kind of pre-sort of accessibility state, but there is a new version coming along very shortly, as you've heard. That's what Andrew's been working on. But you can certainly check out the demonstration on main menu, and that will explain, you know, what the software does and what you need to do to get to listen to some of this great content that's out there.
Oh, okay. Exactly. Well, thank you very much, Dave. And I usually do listen to main menu, but I think I may have missed that one.
Well, and another thing, too, and so I'm going to show you how much I can embarrass myself publicly. Jeff, have we meaning you, have you put the links on blindcast.com where if people don't have iPodder, for instance, and they're not subscribing, they can listen directly to my podcast, at least on Blindcast, or are we still doing that?
Your blog is set up currently where you could either download the podcast directly, you know, through Internet Explorer
yeah,
or through iPodder.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
see, I've been in Montana, man. I don't know anything, you know.
Well, I was going to ask, though, if you did download the podcast program, then can you then listen to it on
yep.
your PC?
Yep, it's
yes,
just
you can.
It's
yes,
just an
absolutely.
MP3. It's just
oh,
an
okay. Well,
yep.
I
just an MP3
no problem.
Yep, it's just an MP3.
Cool.
Yeah,
okay.
Probably the reason that you might be especially interested in using iPodder on your PC directly would be if you have several podcasts you want to listen to and don't want to surf to each page and see if there's something new and
that's
click
right.
the link.
That's
if
right.
you have iPodder
okay.
installed,
so, so I could
you
put
can.
It on, I'll put them all on my desktop or whatever and do it from there?
What it does is you tell it a folder to download all of your podcasts to, and then each podcast is a folder inside of that folder.
So by default, and Andrew, Jeff, correct me if I'm wrong, but by default, Marcia, once you install this iPodder, iPodder is really like a little employee that you hire to go out and look in the places you tell them to look at the times you tell them to look. Like I have mine set up for every 30 minutes. Go out and look to all my subscribed podcasts. And so it goes out and looks. It says, nope, she doesn't have anything new there. So, but then if it sees something new, it downloads that for you. You don't have to do a thing.
Really?
And so by default, when you install it, it creates a folder within your My Documents folder called My Received Podcasts. And then within that folder, you know, you have your other podcasts, like you might have Jeff's Disneyland, you might have My Marlena by Ear, you might have Adam Curry's Source Code, Catholic Insight, whatever, you know, whatever you want. And it will just go out and automatically check at the time that you tell it to do that.
So you will repeat that information again?
Right.
Now, the really neat thing is that a lot of the shows that are on mainstream are now being sent as podcasts. The actual replay service, which is available. Do you want to talk about that, Dave?
Yes, Dave. You wanna push that key and pop in and talk about how people can subscribe? Here, let me let Dave in. So we always wait a second here.
Gotta wait.
Okay, yeah, not a problem. For about 3 weeks or possibly a little bit longer now, ACB Radio has been offering a set of podcasts. As you know, ACB Radio Mainstream, each day's programming starts at 1 Universal, and that's the previous evening in the United States at 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific during the U.S. summer. And ACB Radio Mainstream plays a two-hour block of programming each weekday, and then that's repeated on ACB Radio Mainstream throughout the 24-hour period. And in early April, I think it was, we launched our replay service where you could immediately, once the programming had run for the first time on ACB Radio Mainstream, you could go to our website and go to the replay page, which is under Mainstream. So you go to acbradio.org, go to Mainstream, then go to replay, and you can listen to the last week's worth of programming from there. And that's all updated automatically each day at 3 Universal. So from 11 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Pacific during the U.S. summer. And anyway, when this whole podcasting thing started to take the blind community by storm, we thought, well, it'd be great to offer that content as a podcast, so you'd be able to use your MP3 player, or it could be an iPod, but you know, an Arcos or an iRiver device would do, or you know, there are sundry devices, there's so many different devices out there now, and they'll all work with iPodder. You can essentially go to that page, the replay page, and there are links there then that you copy into the iPodder client, and then you can automatically have the days that you're interested in downloaded to your PC. So, for example, if you want the Marlena program, which goes out on a Monday Universal, Sunday evening in the United States, you'd subscribe to our Monday podcast, ACB Radio Mainstream Monday podcast, and you'll always have the most recent Marlena program on your PC or even on your portable device to take away and listen on the train, the bus, or in the car, or wherever it might be. If you want Main Menu, for example, you'd subscribe to the Wednesday podcast, because, of course, Main Menu goes out at 1 Universal on a Wednesday, which is Tuesday evening in the United States. Or you could subscribe to our weekly podcast, which has all the programs from during the week. The only day we don't have a podcast for is Sunday, because that's just a rerun of the previous week's sort of programs. Marlena wants to speak, I see.
Oh, no, I didn't want to speak. I just had it ready for when you were done speaking. So anyway, Marcia, does that answer your question?
Oh, it most certainly does. And oh, by the way, though, Marlena, we did not get a reminder of your program today in our list.
Oh, well, you know, I have problems sending email to the announce list, and it bounces, and Dave usually picks it up for me, so maybe my message crossed with Dave in the night, so we'll take me and Dave out to the woodshed, beat the heck out of us. And
well, we may do that. Well, anyway, thank you all. You've been, all of you have been most helpful.
All right. Well, thank you so much for listening, and call me again.
Oh, sure will.
All righty.
Take care, all of you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
866-666-7926. I'm going to hand this back over to Jeff and Andrew here in just a second, but I did want to answer the phone is what I wanted to do. I did want to say that if you are a blind user and you've had difficulty with an iPod, iPod Shuffle is something that has no screen. I think it's just wonderful. It's a little tiny stick, and it's got a couple of little buttons on it, and it's got no screen. It's like, yeah, sighted guys, catch up here.
Supposedly, there's also software, and I don't know if you know anything about this, Andrew, being don't you have an iPod? I think there is software that will actually allow you to talk to the iPod as though it were a drive on your computer.
Oh, that would be nice. But what
I've heard of that. I don't know if it's accurate or not. Have you heard anything about that, Andrew?
I haven't. I can't remember if it's called Podzilla or Mozilla Potter or. But someone had written a replacement operating system for the iPod, you know, so you wouldn't be using the standard software on it.
Okay, the iTunes software is not accessible.
Well, it's not. It also doesn't really give you control over, you know, what you've got to put your music on through iTunes, and the navigation that the iPod presents is only what iTunes told it about.
Nice.
Well. Yeah, and what I want to bring up before we bring the caller in, thank you for waiting, caller. You're very gracious. But what I wanted to say for blind listeners, you know, if you've got a book port, if you've got a Braille note, if you've got a PK, if you've got a PacMate, if you've got a, you know, anything at all that will play an MP3 player, Winamp, Windows Media Player, you can listen to iPods. You can listen to podcasts, and you can use iPodder to get those podcasts. I listen to most of mine on my book port.
We're working, we've been mentioning to, APH on the Bookport list.
Yes, yes.
Get a feature that allows us to, you know, do basically the kind of thing that iPodder does, where it knows, you know, what files it's downloading.
Yeah, we should hook Andrew up with APH. But let's bring this very patient caller in. Hello, caller. Thank you so much for waiting. With whom are we speaking?
We are speaking with Tunehead. How are you?
Hey, Tunehead.
How are you, Tunehead?
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Well, I'm good. All right. My question for Andrew is I would like to know if there's going to be a way in a future version of iPodder if we could make it easier to subscribe to the podcast themselves, because nowadays we have to do all this copying and pasting. Is there a way you guys are going to be able to make that easier?
This is a topic of active discussion in the developer community, and there's a couple of proposals being batted around. Believe it or not, one of my tasks for tomorrow morning, or maybe tonight, is to post my own 2 cents in this discussion. It sounds like something that ought to be easy, there's sort of a half dozen solutions, and none of them are sort of perfect, right? And so people go around and around trying to decide which one to settle on.
Because I was thinking we might need just to click the link, and then, like, because with our screen readers, we press the enter key, which is like double-clicking a link, and I was thinking if that would be easy, and an iPod would just come up and say, okay, well, if you want to subscribe to this, you just press OK, and then there you go. But
right, and that's a couple of the leading solutions, involve the specific mechanisms by which, the browser program is notified that, okay, this isn't a regular link, it's a link that the podcast, you know, when you try to download a text file or a Microsoft Word file, somehow or other, the browser knows it's special and to pop up a helper program.
Exactly.
You know, so that's what we're looking at. There's a couple different ways to notify the browser that this file is special and should be handled by a helper program.
Well, again, there you
go. The thing that makes this sort of tricky is that they have to do it in such a way that it works whether you're on the Mac.
That's
the trick.
You know,
so many platforms.
Player, you know, or you're
that
using,
is the,
you know,
that is
Internet
the big trick.
Explorer.
No, but it's absolutely fair to raise that. It's interestingly enough, it's been an unsolved problem in the news aggregator world I don't know if you're all familiar with news aggregators
reading
weblogs. There's we can draw on the work that's been done there. For whatever reason, there hasn't been kind of an industry-wide, widely deployed standard for one-click subscription on regular news aggregators. But I hope we'll do a better job in fairly short order in the podcast world.
I think Blogline comes closest in that they add a right-click option. You know, for example, if you right-click on a link, you can get an option that says, you know, add this to my Blogline.
Right. And interestingly enough, that mechanism, this sort of gives you a hint into why this stuff is tricky. The reason it all works on Blogline is because the subscription in Blogline is a web-based news reader.
Right.
Subscribing in Blogline is essentially a hyperlink, like any other hyperlink. There's no helper desktop program to launch. Whereas iPodder and many of the podcast programs have to actually run locally on the desktop, because the whole point is that they're retrieving big files, and big MP3 files typically. So there's that sort of hopping out of the browser into the helper program that has to happen.
Well, now one thing, and you might kill me by mentioning this, but I'll do it anyway. Well, one of the things that you posted to your blog was this new service that's out called Podnova. Is it Podnova?
Yeah.
And that would be rather intriguing. You know, this whole notion of storing your subscriptions on a server.
That would be kind of cool.
Yeah, I'd like that.
And then being able to handle it like a hyperlink, right? I mean, is that something that is doable, you think?
It is. The Podnova guys have done it. And, in fact, Podnova, one of the creators, is a member of our team. The only real sort of drawback to a system like that is if you've ever surfed around at weblogs, and they have a mechanism for subscribing in Bloglines or in My Yahoo, MSN Reader, and there's just this proliferation of little buttons, and there's no end in sight. In other words, the more Podnovas there are, the more little buttons people will have to decorate their web page with. And then the software world, we would say that solution doesn't scale. Now, interestingly enough, there have been proposals for, sort of a single point of entry for all subscriptions, so that we could just have one universal button.
That's what I was going to ask about next, but you just answered that. So.
Yeah, there's been discussion. I think the question is who's going to, it has to be done by a nonprofit or something, right? Someone who has no commercial interest in, some kind of, podcasting foundation or something that is impartial and just runs technology for the good of the community.
Well, I'm just getting into podcasting myself because I just got an Arcos player recorder, and I just got it to record last night.
Where did you get it, Toonhead?
eBay.
Oh,
actually.
Man, I have been looking for the Arcos on eBay, because I'm using my $900 Plex Talk, which is a wonderful device. But
I'm just drooling over that thing.
Well, it's a great device. Andrew, what this device is that we're talking about, it's a digital recorder that has been made by the Plex Talk company, and it has been adapted for folks who are blind, and it literally says everything from your recording level to when you plug something into the line in jack, the synthesized speech will go line in, so that you know exactly what you've plugged in. And it records at various bit rates and so forth. And it's about the size of a paperback novel. So, you can kind of, it's reasonably portable. But when I hear Adam Curry talking about, he's throwing his iRiver and his wireless mic thing in his pocket, I'm thinking, yeah, that's where I want to be. But so much of this digital stuff is menu driven but did you tune in? Did you get the Arcos Studio Recorder?
Actually, I'll tell you what. There is no such thing as a studio recorder itself. What I got was the Studio, which is only a player, and there's also this thing called the Jukebox Recorder. And I actually had to get two of them before I got it right. So I actually had to spend twice as much money, and I really wish I had known what I was doing before.
So what did you get? You got the Jukebox Recorder?
Yeah, I got the Jukebox Recorder.
And that's accessible?
That is accessible if you have what is called the Rockbox software on it.
Well
done. You can go to rockbox.org and you can download that software. And what you do is you hook up your Arcos to the computer with a USB, and then it pops up and it says, "Okay, you've installed the Arcos."
Oh, so it like flashes it.
It's USB and it's got an actual hard drive on it. Mine has a 20 gig hard drive inside of it, so it's a little bit bigger than the average player, but it works. It's pocket sized. You can actually do what Adam Curry is doing. He's you can actually put it in your pocket, and I've got a separate little like a I guess you call it a lavalier mic. Or maybe you might call it a lapel microphone. And my biggest problem was that what really stuck me was I couldn't get it to record. And I really pulled my hair out about it. And the problem was that there is a gain control on the Arcos that unfortunately the Rockbox software does not read to you. So I literally had to ask on the development list about what to do. Why is this not working? And I said, well, there's a gain control in there that Rockbox doesn't read. What you might want to do is just go in there and then start recording, but because there's like a standby option. And then what you do after that is you press the right key. There's right and left and up and down. You press the right key about 10 times, and that turns the gain control up. And when I did that, it worked like a charm. I just went nuts because I was like, oh, my God.
If you have headphones on, you can actually hear the gain go up.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. And then I just went, so now I'm going to be able to go to our ICB convention in August or in July, and I'm going to be able to do podcasts.
Well, Marlena by ear needs that, so there you go.
Well, there you go. And I'll get off the phone here and let someone else on.
All right, well, thanks.
Toonhead, I wanted to tell you, we're going to be podcasting next week from Disneyland.
Oh, cool. Really?
Yeah.
Am I subscribed to an extra feed for that, or am I just going
to... go to jeffbishop.net. You'll be able to subscribe to the podcast up there. It'll be the Desert Skies podcast.
And we're
going to have nightly feeds. This assumes that all goes well at the hotel as far as internet connections.
Okay.
And we're going to edit at night and upload content. So we'll probably be a day behind, obviously.
That's all right, Jeff. You're always a day behind.
Well, there you go.
And a dollar short.
But I am so there, Jeff. Thank you for letting me know that.
Yeah,
I will go there.
We're going to try to sneak my Arcos on the rides.
Wow, that would be cool.
You shouldn't have any problem.
Do you have a stereo microphone, Jeff?
Huh?
Do you have a stereo microphone?
I'm buying one, and I'm going to have it overnighted this week from Arcos.com.
All right.
So
that's one I got because I got a little lavalier mic, and it's a stereo one. So
well, there's one on eBay but it doesn't end until like Thursday, so I wouldn't get it in time.
I need to go bid on that. Mm. All right, you guys.
Well, look at Mark Lena. Just do a go on eBay and do a search for Arcos jukebox recorder.
All right, I'll
That's
do
what
it.
You want to do? Okay,
I'll do
you guys
it.
Go.
All right, thanks a lot.
All right,
bye bye.
Thanks. Bye.
866-666-7926. Andrew, we promised we wouldn't keep you the whole hour, but we've got another phone call. Can you hang in?
I sure can.
All righty. Hello there. You're with everybody. Who are we speaking with?
Hello, Marlena.
Yes.
Hi, this is Rick from Pittsburgh.
Hello, Rick from Pittsburgh. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Great.
I have a couple of questions about the iPodder.
Yes.
Okay. What I'd like to know is, and I have it and I use it and I have a lot of fun with it, but a couple of questions, starting with using the F5 to download the various podcasts. Now, how often am I supposed to use that? Because I notice when I go to Internet Explorer, that's where I have my folder, I notice some things are coming down and other ones are not, and I notice it says zero files in various podcasts that I have listed. And I'm wondering, is it because, do I have to encourage those to come down, or should they come down automatically? In some cases, they seem to. In other cases, it seems like I have to go in there and play with it to get the podcast down into the particular folder.
Okay, I'll take that. There is, when you first subscribe to a new podcast, there may be, there may be one or two or 10 episodes that you haven't yet downloaded from that podcaster. When we were during the early days when we were developing, we realized that you know people would subscribe to a new podcaster and they'd hit F5 and they'd sort of be overwhelmed with downloads because they subscribed to three new podcasters and each had 10 episodes, the download would just run forever. And so in the early days, we got some feedback from people that, hey, maybe for newly subscribed podcasts, we'll just select the first item and we'll deselect any others and with the idea that most of these podcasts are kind of moving targets. And, you know, as soon as each new one comes in, those will appear and be downloaded in the normal way. So the idea was you sort of jump in the moving stream. And that may be what you're seeing. I'm not sure. But another point is, yeah, it all depends on the podcaster producing and releasing new material on a regular basis. If they're not updating and you hit F5, then no new podcast will be downloaded.
Do I have to focus on that particular item in the podcaster iPodder in order to bring it down and then hit the F5, or should that happen automatically? Because I see them in the iPodder, but I do not see them always in the folder. The corresponding folder.
Are you running the accessible iPodder, Rick? The beta?
Not the beta. 2.0.
Okay, what screen reader do you use?
I'm using JAWS.
Okay. What you need to do when you first subscribe, and Andrew, please correct me if I'm wrong, but
okay.
When you first subscribe to let's say you subscribe to my podcast, which I hope you do, but let's say you do, you're going to get my most recent podcast. That's going to happen automatically. Now, I've got four up there, so you're not going to get all four. You're going to get the most recent one. But then when you look at the subscription tab and you see Marlena by ear, and then you press tab, and then you get into the list of episodes, you're going to see Marlena by ear. You'll probably get the Ronnie Millsap interview because that's the most recent one I've got up there. Then under that, you're going to see Puppies and Planes, part 3, part 2, part 1, and my podcast from the ship when we set sail. So I guess I have 5 or 6 of them up there. So let's say that you want Puppies and Planes, part 3. Well, you're going to bring your focus to Puppies and Planes, part 3. And then you're going to route your JAWS to your PC, and just to the left of the P of Puppies, JAWS, and I don't use JAWS, so just, you know, take these as global directions, but just to the left of the P of Puppies, JAWS will say graphic, and you're going to left-click on that graphic.
Actually, Marlena, it doesn't say graphic. It will just say blank because...
Oh, okay. Just, okay, so it'll say blank. Okay, good. Thank you, Jeff. So you're going to left-click on that blank, and what happens then is that changes the state of Puppies and Planes Part 3 to download rather than skipped removed. Now, the joy of the accessible iPodder, which I strongly recommend that you go and download, and Jeff can give directions for doing that here. But the joy of the accessible iPodder, among many, is that you don't have to do all that routing and schmouting and JAWS cursoring and finding blanks and left-clicking. All you have to do is bring your focus to the Puppies and Planes Part 3 and press your space bar.
Yep, and we'll toggle it for you.
Yes, but am I right in observing that with some cases, with some podcasts, they come down automatically?
Let me explain.
The latest ones, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, because I think I know what's going on here. You have to understand that iPodder is simply just an HTTP engine, meaning that it goes out, and interrupt me anytime, Andrew.
Sure.
It basically just goes out and says,
okay, if I've scheduled to go pull things every 30 minutes or every hour or every 2 hours or 4 hours, however often it tells, you know, you've told it to do that, or if I press F5, it goes out and it says, pull the RSS feed, you know, the really simple syndication feed, and look and see if I have new content available, okay? So let me give you an example, Rick.
Okay.
Radio GoDaddy, which is a podcast of which I'm subscribed to, their shows come out on Wednesday evening live, and then they podcast them about 3 hours later. However, I've noticed that I can never download them for 1 or 2 days. There's a folder that gets created, but it just doesn't suck anything down. And really, all iPodder is doing is it's going out there and saying, give me the file. It's making requests to their server and saying, give me the file. And it's up to that server to say, okay, I'll give it to you. And so what's happening here is the server that you're asking the content to be, you know, drawn from is saying, okay, I'll give it to you, or I'll attempt to give it to you, or maybe I won't even give it to you. In other words, it just either errors out or it starts, and then because there's so many other people downloading the content, you know, you're basically having to play the waiting game. So this is why you're going to see a lot of times these zero-byte files that are out there. Now, the one thing that I've done that seems to somehow speed it up, and I don't know why, and maybe Andrew can address this, is that I've deleted the zero-byte files and then gone back into iPod or pressed F5,
or
right-click on the actual subscription and told it to do a check now. And it seems that it reinitiates that download process and says, go get it again, and it seems to work sometimes. But that doesn't even work all the time.
Yeah, I've noticed that myself. And I've also noticed that whenever I hit the F5 at random, something seems to happen. Something's coming down. It doesn't exactly tell me what it is, but something's coming down.
Well, if you look at the if you move to the downloads tab, you can actually look at what things are in queue and what things are currently being downloaded. So that's one way you can do it.
Okay, that helps a lot.
When you're downloading files, if you see a file that, let's say, is 0 bytes in length, do you assume that the file has been completely retrieved, or do you guys check for that condition?
The way it works, actually, it's similar to if you've ever paid, you know, close attention to what happens when you do a browser-based download. We actually write a file with a slightly different name while we're downloading it. So if the file is called, you know, if it's called monday.mp3, then we call it monday.mp3.partial. And if the 0 byte file has .partial in it, we assume that it was an incomplete download, and we'll try to get the rest. If you have a 0 byte file called monday.mp3 without the .partial, well then, yeah, the iPodder thinks it's complete.
So that could explain it too, that somehow you're getting a complete notice.
One last question related to that. The scheduler, should that be on if I want regular files coming in, and how do I set the scheduler?
Okay, that's a little tricky, and this is something that we've worked with Andrew on, and what you currently have to do is use your JAWS cursor and click on, Andrew, can you remind me of what that radio button says? It says something like... check intervals.
Check.
Well, sure. Let me walk through it. I should say this is an area that we know has accessibility issues, and we sort of haven't been able to figure it all out yet. It's somehow tied to the platform we're building on, and we're going to try to address that in future versions. But at the very first control on the scheduler window is to enable the regular scheduled downloads, and that's just a checkbox. And then you have to make the choice of whether you want to indicate specific times for when to do the downloading. And that's actually, for me, I actually use that check at specific times feature because I try to schedule the downloads just before I leave for work and just before I get home. That works pretty well for me, but you can either set it to check at specific times or set it to check at regular intervals.
Now, the thing you have to do there, though, Rick, is you cannot simply move your cursor keys to do this, because
it's not part of the radio button group.
Okay.
So you have to turn your JAWS cursor to the PC cursor and then move down the window to the other radio button, physically click on it.
Okay.
And then what you can do is simply hit tab, and then you will be in a combo box where you can then select, you know, if I want to do this every 30 minutes, every, you know, 1 hour, 2 hours, 4 hours, that kind of a thing. And that's how I have it configured.
Yeah, me too.
So that throughout the day, it's just, you know, always, you know, sucking down content.
I have mine configured, Rick, every 30 minutes.
Okay. Okay, very good. I appreciate all the information.
Sure.
And
Rick, you want to make sure you get onto the blind casting list. We're discussing iPodder and podcasting there. And if you want more information or help, then that would be the place to go. And we'll give you more information.
Tell them how to subscribe.
If you want to subscribe, send an email to blindcasting-subscribe@jeffbishop.com. blindcasting-subscribe@jeffbishop.com.
So that's blindcasting-subscribe@jeffbishop.com.
That's right. And we'll have the link up there as well on jeffbishop.net.
And sure. if you want to find out about my podcasts and other blind people doing podcasts, you can go to blindcast.com.
Okay. And did you say the iPod Shuffle is something that we can use, and how much memory does it have?
Well, I know it has two levels of memory, and I hope one of these guys will bail me out because I don't remember exactly what they are, but
sure,
yes.
There's a 512 megabyte and a 1 gigabyte.
And
great.
It's completely blind friendly because it doesn't have a screen. I mean, sighted people could look at it all day and they're not going to see anything. I love it when things like this are made. I buy things like that just because they don't have a screen.
Hey, thanks a lot, everyone. Really appreciate all the information.
All right,
great
Rick,
help.
Well, enjoy the world of podcasting. It's a great place.
Thanks again.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
866-666-7926. We're going to wrap it up here. Andrew, we kept you way longer than we bartered for, and you've just been terrific. Oh, my goodness. Can we take one last call?
Sure, one last.
All right, one last. You are the last caller to talk with Andrew. Hello there.
Hi, Marlena. This is Carl Melandra.
Hello, Carl. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
And what's your question?
Actually, you mentioned something a little earlier about a program which allows you to access your iPod like a drive. I actually use that software. It is called XPlay. It's really nice because what it allows you to
okay,
do
well,
is
I'm
going to
go ahead since you didn't come back. I hope you can hear
Oops,
me, Andrew.
Sorry.
I know
Davis,
earlier you were talking about a couple of different options for one-click subscriptions, and I appreciate the problems there are with that. And I know.
Hey, Dave, just hang on 1 second. We had a little miscommunication here. We've got a caller. Let me get the caller to finish his question, and then we'll take you next. So go ahead, Carl.
All right. What I was saying was
go ahead, Marlena.
No, go ahead, Carl.
What I have found is there is a software called XPlay, which allows you to just select an MP3 file in Windows Explorer or the browse dialog in any application or whatever, and the software will create a folder on your iPod called XPlay Music, and you just copy it to that folder, and it will put the file where it needs to go on your iPod.
Okay, great.
Where'd you get that, Carl?
It's www.mediafour.com.
Okay, great. Well, thank you, Carl. We appreciate that information.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Just so you know, that product is not free. It's, I think, $29.95. There is a 15-day free trial version you can download also. But believe me, compared to iTunes, it is well worth it.
And where are you calling from, Carl?
I'm actually in New Hampshire.
All right. Well, thanks so much. And call my program again.
All right.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Let's bring Dave in, and then we'll let Andrew wrap it up with Jeff. So, Dave, come on in. Have a little confusion.
Okay,
there.
I apologize for the confusion there. Yeah, the chat room's only half duplex, so when I'm talking and I can't hear you guys. And apologies to Carl for sort of stepping on him there at the beginning, and appreciate him calling up with that information. No, it was, I was just wanted to just explore this one-click subscription thing a little bit further, because obviously at the moment, in order to subscribe to a podcast, you have to copy the address of the feed from the website. This is what people have to do with the ACB radio podcasts, and then paste that information into iPodder or, you know, any other. I mean, we should point out that actually, and you guys have done a great job with iPodder, but there are quite a few clients out there that people can use. But I wonder, Andrew, this may be a suggestion that you've already considered and possibly, you know, dismissed. I see now with Skype, they have a pseudo protocol where they use these call to links now with Skype in order to make a call. So you could have Skype me on the web page. It's actually a link to a call to :// you know, followed by the Skype name. And I wonder whether something similar could be done with RSS, where there's a kind of a pseudo protocol being used. So, you know, it might be that it says RSS:// and then when you click on that, then the default aggregator comes up. And something like that would seem to be sort of fairly platform independent.
Yep, that's probably, in my opinion, that's actually our best option in the short term. We wouldn't, the specific proposal being discussed is podcast:// and that's just because RSS is a general there are news readers, for example, text news readers that also use RSS, and there are actually quite a few of them support the pseudo protocol feed:// So I like podcasts. You know, the podcast pseudo protocol, it's actually the easiest of all worlds. It's the easiest for a publisher to provide. It's the easiest for the podcast clients to support. And I actually like that solution the best. But there are a couple others. I think it's really just a matter of getting agreement among all the people who are working on both the publishing podcasts and writing podcast software. So I'm going to be pushing for the pseudo protocol, and we'll see if we can get that done quickly.
That's great. Andrew, we really sincerely appreciate especially the extended amount of time you've been able to provide to us tonight. And
as you can see, it's a huge topic of great interest in the blind community, this whole podcasting thing. And
Marlena, I'll stay on.
Good, because we have another caller too.
Take more questions.
Yeah.
Let's let Andrew go ahead and go. He's it's 10:00 his time, but I'm sure he's going to be up late into the night programming anyway. But
well, Andrew.
Yeah, I just say give the obligatory plug, which is that iPodder 2.1, which is now in beta testing, will include all the accessibility work that we did. And
wonderful.
Thank everyone so much for all the input, especially Jeff for coordinating that.
Well, we really thank you, I mean, publicly very, very much. And by the way, everybody, you know, SourceForge projects don't come cheaply, even though it's all donated time. So if you guys really want to support the project, then they do have a donate link, and I would strongly encourage you to, even if it's $10 or even $5, the amount doesn't matter.
If 50 people gave $5, that would be wonderful.
Yeah, I think companies who go out of their way, or consultants and programmers who go out of their way to make their products work for us, deserve loyalty from us. And I would greatly encourage. Do you want to give your SourceForge address, Andrew?
Sure. It's iPodder, iPodder.sourceforge.net.
There you go. And I'll have that on the blog tonight as well. And I'll actually try to provide a link directly to the where you can actually donate to that team. And I'm sure that, I mean, I know I would greatly appreciate it as well as they would. So there you go. Thank you very, very much, Andrew. You're a gem.
Well, thank you. You too.
And thank you so much, Andrew. And we're going to take a short break and let Jeff and Andrew click off the caller. Don't hang up. We're just going to take a real short break, and we'll be right back with you here on Marlena.
NYC, in the Silicon Alley.
In the heat of a server farm, in the land of the casual dress, in the side of our dot-com dive. Tried to fight against the states, and he called the salesman to see with the forces of NT. I heard my admin cry. I heard him cry the night my server died. Brother, wanna bug the admin song? Brother, wanna crash the admin song? Monitor system rang through the halls of the server room till the last of the NT boxes had hosed up foregone boom. There was a shouting in the knock, the sound of the alarm clock, and I asked some guy named Ned, who said 100 those are dead. I heard my head cry. MS boys were done. We began to pour the sun. The night my server died. Na 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 na. The night my server died. Brother, wanna bug the admin song? Brother, wanna crash the admin song? Win and tease. The night my server died. Na na na.
That always shocks me when that song ends. That's Robo Music and The Night My Server Died. And golly, we would not want our server to die here on ACB Radio. You're listening to Marlena. We're in hour number two. We're well into hour number two. And I forgot in all of hour number one to say that if you're listening to this program at any time other than between 9 and 11 on a Sunday North American night, East Coast time, or 6 to 8 West Coast, or early Monday morning, 1 to 3 Universal, you got yourself a repeat. So don't call the number. Just sit back, put your feet up, have some coffee or your favorite Bev, and enjoy the program. Hey, Jeff, we have a caller. Should we bring him in?
Sure, go right ahead.
Hello, caller. You've been extraordinarily patient. Who's this?
My name is Scott from Louisville, Kentucky.
Hello, Scott. Scott. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet both of you, too. I'm also a podcaster. I've been doing it only a couple weeks.
You are?
Actually, almost as soon as I heard about podcasting, I set one up.
Tell us about your podcast and how do we subscribe? What do you do?
Well, I haven't set a definite tone to it yet. I think probably what I'll end up doing is answering technology questions that I get from people, or covering blindness topics. You know, anything that people seem interested in, I'll be happy to cover.
Well, that's great. That's great. Do you have a website?
I am my feed or my website?
Well, how about both?
Okay. Well, my personal homepage, which I don't have a link to my feed up on it yet, is at angelfire.com, so it's kind of a long address, but it's www.angelfire.com/KY3/Scott, that's S-C-O-T-T, underscore Spaulding, S-P-A-U-L-D-I-N-G.
Okay, so angelfire.com/KY3 for Kentucky 3.
Right.
Slash Scott underscore Spaulding, S-P-A-U-L-D-I-N-G.
Right.
So, and what's your RSS feed?
My feed is through FeedBurner. It's feed.feedburner.com/Scott Spaulding, all one word.
Well, Jeff, we got to make a link to him on our Blindcast website.
Yeah, Scott, post. I know you're on the Blindcasting list. I've seen you. At least I think you are, aren't you?
Yes.
Yeah. Why don't you post that to the list? That way, I'll have it as well. And I honestly wasn't writing it down over here, so if you can do that, that'd be great. I'd appreciate that.
That'll be no problem. I'll be happy to.
So, are you enjoying doing the podcasting, Scott?
Yes, I am. Although right now I'm doing it through my cell phone, through Audio Blogger.
You know, there's another blind guy doing that.
Yeah, Daryl Shandro does that, too.
I mean, well, then there's two. Maybe there's more. David, what's... Oh, David. Oh, golly.
Oh, the blind...
The blind chance.
Yeah, blind, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He does that as well. Now, how does that work, Scott?
Basically, they give you a long-distance number that you have to call, and when you call in, it asks you to enter your primary phone number that you gave during registration at Audio Blogger, and then your password that you gave when you set up your account. And I've never taken it to the full time limit, but I've heard on the blind casting list that the time limit is 5 minutes.
Yep.
And it asks you when you're... been a week or so since I've posted, so I may not have this exactly right. But after you press whatever key it tells you to press when you're done, it asks you if you want to post it, edit it, or may even ask you if you want to delete it. I can't remember. And then after you do that, it asks you if you want to post again. So you can make multiple postings in one call.
So it sounds a little bit like Live Journal.
Yeah,
maybe.
It's very similar.
Yeah.
Very similar,
yeah.
Approach.
Yeah. Great.
Yeah, you used to do those from the ship.
I did. I did a bunch of Live Journal from the ship when I was going through Hawaii. Yeah, that was fun. Well, Scott, listen, it's great to meet you. And with your permission, if you will post your information to the Blindcasting site, my great web guru here, Mr. Jeff Bishop, who keeps me in line, and that is not an easy job, Scott, let me tell you. But he keeps me in line, and he'll put a link to your podcast on my website, blindcast.com.
Great. Also, while I've got you on the line, Jeff or Marlena, do you have any other recommendations for doing podcasting that wouldn't be too expensive other than the way I'm currently doing it, either via the computer
I think, Scott, what you could do is you could go down. Do you have a microphone for your computer?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Well, then you could even use something as simple as even even Sound Recorder, even though it's not, it doesn't really provide that good of sound editing capability. It can be used for that. You can also use Total Recorder and actually use that, and that's actually a pretty cheap option because that software is only $11 to purchase.
What was that again?
It's Total Recorder, and it's from HighCriteria.com.
Okay.
And it's not bad.
No, and it actually has some pretty decent, for the kind of work that you would be doing. The editing capability inside of that is not half bad. In fact, I've even used that on occasion to edit main menu segments. So, when worse comes to worse. So, it's not bad. I mean, it doesn't have the granularity of, say, a SoundForge or a Goldwave.
Right.
But it does have, pretty good granularity where you can, you know, say, you know, delete, you know, this 1/10 of a second out of the file, you know, if there's a cough or a click, you know, things like that. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, you definitely can do it. And that would be a real good way to go. And that way you're not restricted to, you know, a 5-minute time limit or anything like that. So
right.
there's really a couple of ways to do it. And as you get more and more experience, you know, if you want to do things like mixing music into it and all of that, then GoldWave is another option that is definitely something that, you know, if you had less than $50 to spend, would be an option that you could use. And really that would give you enough, you know, to really produce a pretty good quality podcast with, you know.
Okay.
SoundForge, on the other hand, you know, would definitely not be the less expensive.
That's not the budget program, no.
No, that's not the budget program.
That's not the budget program.
Didn't think so.
But GoldWave is definitely a very reasonable way to go, and I think it's like $37 or $39.
Yeah, it's something like that.
Something like that. It all depends on the Canadian exchange rate. Unfortunately, that's how you purchase it. So, you know, if you can watch the currency rates, you know, you pick a day that the rates are pretty good, then you can do it that way. So,
yeah, I've also heard of people using MP3 Direct Cut and something called WavePad that are free software.
Yeah, now DJC Don Coco is using WavePad, and I just haven't tried it. So,
yeah.
I mean, I'm just giving you things that I've used.
Yeah.
And WavePad is free. So, I mean, that would be another option that you could definitely...
Yeah, I've downloaded both of those, but I haven't tried them yet.
Okay, yeah. Again, there's a number of options, and, you know, you ask three people, you'll get three different answers.
But, of course, Scott, ours is the best answer.
Well.
Hey, listen, thank you so much for calling, and it's wonderful to meet you.
Great to meet you, too. I've been listening off and on for... quite some time.
Oh, that's wonderful. That means a lot to me. So feel free to call again.
Will do.
Okay. Bye-bye.
You're on the list, Scott. Bye.
866-666-7926. Wow, Jeff. Whoa. I tell you, this podcasting thing, it's like taking everybody by storm, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just nuts. I can't believe how... Here we go. Another caller.
And we've got another caller. Hi there. Did you want to talk about podcasting?
Well, how are you doing, Marlena? This is Jesse from Miami, Florida.
Hello, Jesse Hernandez. ¿Cómo está?
Bien. I don't know if you remember me or not.
Of course I remember you from Miami. I met you at the Lighthouse when I was doing a Braille Note workshop.
Yeah, and I am using Keystar 6.11 now.
Oh,
so,
good for you.
You know, I wanted, by the way, I have a friend of mine on the line also from Miami, just in case if you hear her talking in the background or not. But no, I mean, I have been getting into podcasting a little bit, like Adam Curry and stuff like that. I've actually tried the iPodder that they reviewed on Main Menu, and like you said, it is kind of cumbersome to work with, but I've gotten used to it.
You
need to get the accessible version. How does he get it, Jeff? How does he get the accessible version?
If you go to my website, and I'll have a link up there 15 minutes after we're off the air here, to www.jeffbishop.net, you'll be able to pull that down.
And Bishop is spelled how?
That's www.jeff, J-E-F-F,
uh-huh.
And then Bishop, just like the bishop of a church, B as in boy, I, F, H-O-P,
okay.
Or Bravo India,
Sierra,
Hotel Oscar Papa.
You and that Hotel Oscar Papa stuff.
Hey,
you better be careful, Jeff, because I'm a ham operator as well.
There you go.
He was doing that to me yesterday,
Jesse. By the way, Marlena, if I may make a suggestion.
Yes.
Another option you can use to take callers is why don't you start using Skype?
Oh, because I have
I mean, It's just a suggestion.
Oh, it's, you know what? It's a good suggestion, Jesse, but if you knew what I have to go through before the program to get all the sound cards going in the right places so that we can do the chat room, we can do the toll-free, we can do the music, you would just walk out of the room. So
well,
I hesitate
sound card, Marlena.
I hesitate to add one more thing to the mix.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question, Jeff. And I'm sorry to keep you, Marlene. I just want to ask him one little question.
That's fine.
Do you know anything, because my little sister, she's sighted, she has something called an iPod Mini. And
iPod what?
The iPod Mini, the new iPod that Apple has with the hard drive in it.
The iPod Mini.
And I wanted to know, is there something yet that would make one of those accessible, or is that going to be like, forget it?
Well, Carl, you mean as far as outside of the computer itself?
As far as like accessing the iPod itself.
Yeah. Really, not the iPod Mini, but the iPod Shuffle. You just have. I mean, there's no screen on it, so I mean, whether you can see or not, it doesn't matter. I mean, but the iPod Mini itself, no. Now, Carl called in the last hour. Did you hear Carl talk about X-Play?
I heard it, but if not, I'll just go to the replay archive and look at what...
Media4.com, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, Media F-O-U-R, I believe he said. But listen, Jesse, you don't need that. Just get yourself a big, like a 5 gig or, you know, 2 gig PCMCIA card.
Yeah, don't you have a PK?
And he's got a Braille note.
Yeah, a Braille note.
Hey, you already have an iPod.
Yeah, but you got a Braille note. So your Braille note will play MP3.
Yep.
That too, I was thinking about that too. Either the Braille note or maybe getting the Maestro upgrade for the tracker, since I do have a tracker and I think that is going to have MP3 capability.
Yeah, but you've already got MP3 on your Braille note, so
yeah,
there you go.
But Marlena, when I'm traveling on the road, I'm not going to take a Braille note with me when I'm using GPS. On the tracker, and I can have the same accessibility to play MP3s.
Oh, well, yeah,
I can actually do, when they come out with this, I should be able to do the same thing with the tracker.
I don't know if the Maestro is going to do MP3. I would imagine it is, though.
I think they are, and it's even going to have email support and a web browser as well.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to congratulate you on your show. I'm a first-time caller.
Well,
my friend was like, try to get on. I'm like, shut up, I'm trying to.
It's great to talk to you again, Jesse. And of course, I remember you. How could I not?
And I think I added you to Skype. I searched for you on Skype, and I saw two Marlenas. One was in Seattle, and then another one something. And I added one of them.
Well, I'm the one in Seattle.
And I don't know whether you've ever gotten my authorization or not, but I sent it.
No, I think I'm Marlena.Lieberg.
Okay, I'll make a note of that.
Yeah. All right.
I'll make a note of that. And okay, Jeff, I'm going to look at your website.
Okay, give me about 30 past the next hour, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, and the link should be up there. Although there's already a link up there, you'll just need to search. It's a couple of blog entries down, and I'll post something more recent.
Okay. No, I mean to like join the list and stuff, and just take a look at your site in general.
Okay. Yeah, JeffBishop.net.
And I'll just go on there, you know. But keep up the good work, guys.
Well, thank you, Jesse, and you take care.
Okay, ma'am, and who knows, maybe one day I'll get involved into podcasting once I know how to do it.
All right, well, you let me know when you do.
Oh, I'll let you know somehow.
All righty.
Okay.
Thanks, Jesse.
See you later, Marlena.
Bye-bye.
Have a nice night.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
866-666-7926. It's 25 minutes past the hour. You're listening to the Marlena program.
Hey, Marlena, one of the things I wanted to mention before we take the next caller was this whole, and I mentioned this on my show on Interactive on Friday night, Saturday morning, UTC, this whole concept of patio books.
Oh, yeah, let's get to that, but let's bring this caller in.
Okay.
Hello, caller. You're on the phone.
Well, aloha, Marlena and Jeff.
Well, aloha, Kiel.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing good.
Good.
How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Boy, it's early in Hawaii, isn't it?
Yep.
What time is it there now?
It's currently 4.
In the morning?
No,
the
in the afternoon.
In the afternoon. Okay.
They're 3 hours behind us, even in Seattle.
Great. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So what's going on with you?
I thought you meant early morning.
No. Well, as you can see, my birthday was on May 3rd on Tuesday.
Yes, and happy belated birthday.
Thank you.
Happy birthday. Come on,
to
Jeff.
To you.
Happy birthday. Jeff, where are you?
I'm leaving here.
Me on the edge of a cliff. You're supposed to go, dear
Kale. I'll let you finish it out. Go right ahead, Marlena.
Happy birthday to you.
There you go.
The Emmy Award has nothing on me.
Yeah.
I guess it's a Grammy. I don't know what it is. Anyway, did you have a question, Miss Kiel?
Well, I was thinking about like getting the accessible iPodder. The only one that I had was iPodder 2. It's the updated one after 2.0, 0.3 or something 2.03, like that.
3, which is the iTunes version.
Yeah, it's kind of confusing when you're navigating into the schedule.
Yeah, now that specific bug is not yet fixed. They're working on that, and that apparently is an issue with the development platform they're using. It's something that they're going to have to get a hold of the people who write the tool set they use to fix. So that would have been fixed relatively quickly. Unfortunately, even though they're doing everything the documented way in the tool set, it's not working. But I'd encourage you to join. Are you a member of the blind casting list?
I sure am.
Yeah,
I've seen her there. Byron Lee and Chris.
Yep, I've seen her on there.
Okay, great. Okay, so keep an eye on there. And rumor has it, Andrew sent me an email yesterday, and we may be seeing a new version of iPodder coming out in the next day or so, and it does have some more accessibility improvements.
So stay tuned
to the list. If those of you that are not on it yet, if you're interested in this topic at all, get on the list. It's blindcasting-subscribe@jeffbishop.com.
And if you're interested in seeing who are some of the people who are podcasting, you can go to blindcast.com.
There you go.
Yeah, and I would also like to do a podcast in school one of these days.
Well, that would be very cool.
I think it would be a fascinating podcast if you did sound seeing tours of Hawaii.
Well, only around my school.
I think it would be awesome.
That would be cool. Only around my school area, though, but I wish I had bought an Arcos with an amplifier mic or something like that.
It would be fascinating.
Yeah, I heard that Byron had to do a lot of stuff. He had to prepare for it, and he was using a mic, some kind of a mic.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Miss Kiel. Well, thank you so much for calling, and again, belated happy birthday.
Thanks. I'm also in the R Place room, but, yeah, I'm just listening from there.
Yeah, I knew my number was toll-free for you, so I knew you'd call in eventually. I saw you there.
And
give Katie Kime my love.
I sure will. In fact, I'll email her. And great job on the Puppies and Planes podcast. I love it.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, wasn't that outstanding?
Yeah.
Thank you so much. You take care.
Thanks.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
I think one of the people who is very much involved in your podcast, too, we really need to give a lot of credit to is Gary the Board Guy.
Yes, except when we do podcasts, he's Gary the Eye Guy.
That's right. And he's just amazing.
I know.
Writing descriptions.
And you know what the cool thing is? He doesn't even know it.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, that's terrific. He really is. He is. You know, I've shared with him all the email that has come in, and it's been significant, I must say. It's been significant, and I've shared with him all of the email just to let him know how much of a part of it all he really is. And he just kind of says, oh, well, okay, all right. Well, we've got another call. Hello, caller, you're with Jeff and Marlena. Who's this?
Hi, Marlena. This is Lisa Hall in San Antonio, Texas.
Our recent graduate.
The recent Northwest Vista College graduate in the Broadcast Fiber program.
Absolutely. How are you tonight, Lisa?
I'm doing great.
Good.
I just started a new contract last week with Northwest Vista College.
Yes, I saw your email.
As a consultant for adaptive technology.
Yes, I saw your email today. That's great.
Yes.
That's great.
$20 an hour.
Well, congratulations.
Yes.
Congratulations.
For a six-week contract.
That's great.
I got my own webpage in case people haven't visited it.
And why don't you give the website again?
Sure, I'll be happy to. My personal webpage is http://home.satx.rr.com/Lisa, L-I-S-A, Hall, H-A-L-L.
Well, that's great. It must feel great to be you, Miss Lisa.
Yes.
Well, thank you so
much. I can't wait till we get that page updated so I can hear my interview again back in October.
Well, I know Dave's listening, and so I know that he's aware of it, so I'm looking forward to getting it updated as well.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you so
much.
Thank you. Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 866-666-7926. Patio.
Yeah,
no,
patio books.
It's not a patio and it's not a potty. It's patio.
No.
What the heck is patio?
Patio books. PODIOBOOKS.com. And this is basically authors of books reading their books as podcasts. And there are some fascinating ones. There's one called Earth Core that I'm reading. I think Gary would really like that one. There's another one called The Pocket Independent.
Oh.
And I've been fascinated with that one. I cannot wait every Saturday when that comes out. There's a number of them that are up there. If you go to patiobooks.com, there's about five or six books that are currently available, and they're free.
Well.
And so it's another way of getting, you know, accessible books.
Accessible books. We've got a caller. Hello, caller.
Hello.
And who are we speaking with?
This is Jeff Lucasina in Pittsburgh.
Hello, Jeff. How's it going training with your dog? Are you all done?
Yep, I'm back in Pittsburgh.
Great. What did you get?
I got back this Thursday.
But what kind of dog did you get?
I got a male lab named Kimball.
Oh, that's great. Black or yellow?
He's a very light yellow lab.
Oh, that's
almost
great.
Almost a whitish color.
Well, congratulations.
Thanks.
Did you have a question?
Yes, I have a couple questions. I just moved to a new house, and I'm setting up a wireless network here with a desktop and a laptop.
Okay.
And I have the iPodder on the desktop currently.
Yeah.
And I was wondering...
I know where you're going, but
about
go ahead.
About you know, putting it on the laptop and... The question is, with the different fees I'm subscribed to, do I have to set those subscriptions again up on the laptop, or can I just
No,
move them
what
over?
You can do is you can go to the file menu and do an export, and it will create an OPML file. You can take that file, copy it over to your laptop, and then do an import of that OPML file, and it will bring all your feeds in. Now, the only problem with this is that it, you know, since you're running on a different version of iPod or on a different machine, it doesn't know that you've already downloaded, you know, other shows. So, you know, that's just, you're just going to probably get duplicates the first time you sync, you know. But there's not really a workaround for that, unfortunately.
Well, what about if he made folders for the programs that he gets and he copied the
Oh, you could do that, certainly.
The
if you,
episodes.
If you can remotely connect to the, you know, through, if you network the laptop to your desktop. Then you could copy the folder across, and as long as the folder, you know, you either change in preferences where you're going to download your podcasts to, as long as that location is the same, then it should see the files there and not re-download them. Yeah, that's a valid point.
Yeah. So if you just make on your laptop, you you connect it, you know, you look wirelessly at your desktop and you go over and you copy your My Receive podcast folder over. That should work, I would think.
Okay.
Yeah, that should work.
Okay.
But if it doesn't, we never told you it would, right?
Yeah, there you go.
And then when I talked to you last, Marlene, I would ask a question about, you know, getting all the right equipment to do a podcast. Was that link ever put up? I haven't checked your site lately.
I don't believe there's a link there right now. We'll work on that. There's actually a frequently asked questions being written now, and it's taking
okay.
a little bit longer because we're trying to be really in-depth and get a lot of it out there. And
I want to make sure everything's accessible.
Yeah, well, I mean, the big thing is you basically need a microphone and then some sort of tool to record with. And we talked a little bit about this in the last hour
okay.
about what kind of tools, that would be required. And so if you missed that part of the show, you want to, you know, listen to that again during replay. But
or subscribe to the podcast.
Or you can, subscribe to the podcasting, the blindcasting list, and ask your questions there.
Or subscribe to the podcast
yeah,
of the show.
Yeah, subscribe to one of those. I forget which.
Yeah.
Because,
you know, all the ACB radio shows now are podcast, you know.
That's right.
Yeah.
So there's about 150 people on the blindcasting list, and if I don't answer your question directly, there are tons of people
okay.
there who will. So it's be warned, it is a pretty heavily trafficked list.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it's only about a week and a half to 2 weeks old, I was literally shocked at the numbers of people who subscribed to that so quickly.
Yeah, I get a lot of mail from that. So
yeah.
I'm going to go and get the new update of the pod.
Okay,
the pod
good luck with it.
All right, Jeff,
all right,
listen, thanks so much.
All
Take
right,
care
bye.
And give that new puppy a pat.
Thanks, Marlene.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, Jeff.
866-666-7926. It's about 37 minutes past the hour. Of course, it won't be when you hear me say that, so add a minute or whatever. And if you're listening to this program at any time other than Sunday night in the U.S. before 11 Eastern or before 8 Pacific or early Monday morning before 3 Universal, any other time, you're either listening to a podcast, and if I have to tell you that, gosh, where have you been while you were downloading your own podcast, or you're listening to a replay on ACB Radio, and we want you to just sit back and put your feet up and enjoy the program. So, Jeff, wow, huh?
Yeah, I was expecting to be off the air, but hey, this is fine.
I was thinking, oh my gosh, I hope enough people will call in for the second part of the program, because, you know, when you're open forum, it's usually because you're not quite sure what else to do. And we've got another caller. Hi there, you're with Jeff and Marlena. Who's this?
Hey, Marlena, this is Walt from Tacoma.
Hey, my neighbor from Tacoma.
That's true, yeah.
How the heck are you?
Doing great.
Great. Yeah.
Back from the big crash.
The big crash? What?
Yes, our C drive crashed, and we thought it was more than just the C drive, but it actually was just, you know, the main hard drive, so I had to back on, and that's all that wonderful
good.
Stuff. And so this is the first weekend that I've begun to iPod. Yes, and it's actually very fun. I'm enjoying it.
So what have you listened to this weekend?
Let's see. Main Menu, show Tuesday night, or Wednesday night, I should say. Wednesday morning, Tuesday night, and your last week's show.
Yay, all right,
yeah.
Good for you. I didn't even hear my last week's show yet because I wasn't here for it. It was a replay. What did I do?
you had the tour person from ACD on that.
Okay.
Tours.
I remember that.
But I'm wondering, how do you take and put your files that you downloaded, say you want to move them to your MP3 player?
Well, it all depends on the MP3 player.
Okay.
But most of them you can plug into, you know, a USB port,
uh-huh.
or, you know, and you'll see the MP3 player as a drive. That's the most common thing, like the Muvo is like that.
Right.
The Arcos is like that. The iRiver is like that. What MP3 player do you have?
Actually, it's an Otis.
An Otis, okay.
Oh, yeah. The Audible Otis.
Right.
Yeah. You can use your Audible transfer software, probably.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
You can just transfer files using that as well, I believe.
Okay, yeah. Alrighty. We're having some issues with the latest of the Audible Manager, but that's okay. I think it's something I did. I don't think it's their software.
Yeah, I hate to confirm things like that, but I think you might be right, because I actually just put it on another computer yesterday, and it was just working fine. I downloaded it from their website, and it was working
fine. Well, I did
it
late at night.
Well, you know, you Tacoma people, you know, you shouldn't be up past 8 o'clock in Tacoma.
That's true.
That's the problem. So
especially when I get up at 4.
That's right. That's right. So, well, all right, Mr. Wald, great to hear from you.
And I've also subscribed to your list, Steve. So, yeah.
Oh, great.
Tonight. So,
great.
Yeah.
Great.
So you'll be hearing from me with probably more questions than you'll want to know. But,
that's
perfectly
fine.
Great.
Well,
alrighty.
That's great. Listen, give my best to everybody in Tacoma. When you see them on the street, just stop them. Tell them I said hi.
I will.
All right. And then they'll arrest you.
Well, there you go.
All right. You take care, Walt.
All righty.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
866-666-7926. So this Patio Books. Now, give me that website again.
www.patiobooks.com.
So are these authors, are they like indie authors, or have we ever heard of them?
Most of them are pretty new, you know, trying to get started. But like Mark Jeffries, who reads The Pocket Independent, he's just excellent. And a lot of time they'll put music behind them reading their books, and I don't know where they get these. Scores from, as far as, you know, the music they're using goes right along with their stories, and I mean, it's just outstanding. I'm getting really addicted to this Pocket Independent book.
So is it a science fiction book, or?
Yeah, it's a book. Yeah, although it has a lot of mystery to it, it basically is about these children who get stuck in basically what's called the pocket, and the pocket is basically the time is frozen, but they're able to move about throughout Earth in this frozen state. So, for example, one of the characters threw a rock into a pond of water, and the rock basically hit the water and then froze, didn't move or bounce or, you know, anything. So everything around them is frozen in time, except for there are some people who are also able to move about through the pocket. And it's basically a story about how they're trying to figure out, you know, how did this happen, and how these children are dealing with, you know, this new world, basically. It's, I don't know where it's headed. It's only chapter 9, and it's quite good. I like it. I copy it to my MUVO, and when we go out, you know, around town on Saturdays, I bring it with me and read. And Carrie's like, "Listen to me!" I'm like, "No, I'm reading my book."
Well, see, my reading tastes tend to lean towards. Gosh, I hate to admit this, but, you know, people, up until they hear me say this, that there might be one person out there who thinks I have some minimal intelligence, and I'm about to blow just that one person's thought of me, but my reading tastes lean toward murder and mayhem.
Yeah, I like that.
And, oh, the bad guys. And, I mean, I read some pretty scary stuff, man. Yikes. Ah, sometimes I'll be reading something and I can't fall asleep, you know, and I get into the book and then I want to get up and get a glass of water and I'm too scared to get out of my bed and go get the water.
My wife and I were reading Sinner by Stephen King.
Yeah.
About a year after we were married. And, my wife told me I'm never, ever to read books like that and allowing her to hear them ever again. that were, you know, because it kept her up for nights.
Yeah.
And that book wasn't too bad, but she didn't like, you know, the throbbing pie. And
yeah. You know what Stephen King books scared me was, two of them. And I'm not a big Stephen King fan, but
yeah.
The two that scared me were The Stand And what was that guy, Randall Flagg, the walking dude in the in the stand? You, oh golly! And the other one that scared me. Oh, and it's still, oh golly, it still gives me shivers. Was Misery when the guy the woman jumped out from behind the sofa. Oh golly, oh dear. All right, I need to just calm down. It's 45 minutes past the hour, and we'll be with you till just about the top of the hour. You're listening to Marlena on ACB Radio, and I have Jeff Bishop on the phone, Jeff of the Desert Skies, and Jeff Bishop of Blind Casting Dash Subscribe at what?
jeffbishop.com.
Yeah. He's got nets and comms. And who
and
knows
orgs
what
and infos and
orgs
stuff.
And
yeah,
infos and he expects people to keep them all straight.
Sure.
Yeah. Right, right. So you're going to Disneyland, huh?
Disneyland. Yep.
When
we're
are you leaving?
Out next Monday.
Next Monday.
Not
very.
This week, but next week.
We have a caller. Hey there, you're with Marlena and Jeff. Who's this?
This is Charles.
Hello, Charles and Venus. How are you?
Yes.
How are you? Oh, no, you'll never get away, never get away, never get away.
I know. We get that. It's the most requested song. Hello to Jeff, too.
Love that song.
And hello to Jeff.
Hey, how are you?
And, well, first of all, Marlena, yes, I like sci-fi books. Actually, I like all kinds of books, but yes. I like that murder and mayhem stuff, too, but I like science fiction. And that book you mentioned, Jeff, that sounds interesting. I might check that out.
Yeah, there's some really interesting books up there, and there's also there's even some business books up there, too. So, yeah, I mean, there's podcasts on every possible thing you can imagine. I've been listening, by the way, Marlena, to that Fly Like Me.
Oh, yeah, Fly With Me.
Fly With Me,
yeah.
Podcast. It's absolutely fascinating. Did you hear that latest one where the stewardesses were telling the stories?
Yes, yes.
Absolutely wonderful. Just
what I want to find out is how in the heck did they get in the pocket in the first place?
You have to read the book.
Yeah, I know, that's why. Okay.
Yeah, it was very fascinating, actually. And you're going to find out a lot about the main character who's in this book turns out to be quite different than you might expect. So it's getting really, really interesting, and the character development is just outstanding, and the suspense in the book, it's really it's great. I will probably end up, if he puts it up on the website for audio, you know, to buy it on CD, I will probably buy it because I'm going to support him for the book. It's quite good.
Okay, I do have a question.
Yep.
And now my question is that I haven't been able to use the ePotter for one thing because it tells me something about the accessible RSS isn't picking up something. And number two, I'm using Windows 98 because I can't afford
XP. It doesn't support Windows
98. That's the problem, yeah.
And, yeah, it doesn't support Windows 98.
Is there anything ever going to be done about that? Or I mean, I can...
Unfortunately, no. I mean, I brought this up with them, and it's sort of one of these... you know, it's the platform that they've chosen to build their code around, and so no, unfortunately, and you know, you're going to start seeing, and I hate to say this, but you're going to start seeing more and more applications that are not going to work on 98.
Hey, but Jeff, what about the one on WebIE?
Yeah, that should. Well, I don't know, and because they're using IE6. To be able to get the content.
Yeah,
so
that probably won't either.
It may not work, but it's worth
a try.
What,
IE6?
Well, they're using I mean, this is getting a little technical, but
they're
using components of the operating system to be able to get at that content. So it may or may not function.
Are you talking about Accessible Podcaster?
Yeah, the one on WebIE.
Yeah.
Does that one work?
With all the stuff that I do, then, I mean, I don't mind doing them manually anyway.
Yeah,
I mean,
it works for you.
It works. And then what I could do is if I got one of those Arcoses or something like that,
yeah.
I could just do like anybody else and just put them on that way or even burn them to CD.
Yeah, but so. You know what? Here's my piece of unsolicited advice. If you were going to spend money on an Arcos, I'd save up my money a little bit longer, do some good web searching, and upgrade my Windows.
Yep.
Because that way, you'll Windows 98, unfortunately, is going to go away. And there's going to be less and less and less that's going to work in Windows 98. It's like, you know, when Windows first came out, it was Windows 3.1. And everybody was there. And then 95, oh, golly, that was the big thing. And then 98. Well, now 98 is going away. And it's XP in 2000. And then that'll go away in a few years. But, you know, it's I wouldn't recommend buying an Arcos. I'd recommend taking that money and applying it towards an upgrade of my Windows.
You can get a home edition, which, you know, for what you do, Charles, probably is more than sufficient for less than $89 now if you shop around. So
a home edition, what, Windows?
Yeah, XP.
Yeah, because you can upgrade from 98, so you can buy the upgrade and get that. So I mean, you know, if you can save, you know, $20 a month or whatever, within 6 months you'd be able to pick that up. And believe me, you'd be a lot better off doing that.
Oh yeah, but as a temporary deal, what I do is I just I just download them manually and the ones I want. I want to take them around with me, what I do is I just either put them on tape or I burn them on a CD. And
there
then,
you go.
Take
and
them
then
in the car.
Through, I can just delete them, and it works that way too.
All right, Mr. Charles. Well, thank you so much for calling in.
Well, okay, and also, I'll be checking out your, did you say that you're going to go to Disneyland next week?
Jeff's going to go,
gonna head
yep.
out. We're leaving Monday morning, and we'll be at Disneyland Tuesday and Wednesday, and I believe we're going to stay there Thursday as well, although that's subject to change. And, we'll be uploading, as long as the hotel allows us to connect and the world is good, we'll be uploading those podcasts nightly. And if not, then there'll be a slew of them come Friday when I return.
Okay, I'll check those out because I did check out the one that guy did on the celebration. Those were wonderful.
Oh, those were great, weren't they?
Yes.
Absolutely wonderful. And there's another podcast called Three Ring Podcast. And he's doing a sound seeing tour of Disneyland. And he's actually walking around and describing everything he sees as he walks through the different portions of Disneyland. And it's absolutely outstanding. I'm going to actually take that with us in the car, and we're going to listen to it on the way. And then when we get there, you know, I'll be able to say, hey, Carrie, remember on our left is coming up X. You know, it's going to be just wonderful.
That's
really
great.
Where do you find that out? That at?
Where do you find the Three Ring?
If you go to podcastalley.com and type in Three Ring, podcast,
okay.
You'll find it.
Okay.
But, Charles, are you on the blindcasting list?
Yeah.
Okay, I will post a link on the blindcasting list tonight to that podcast.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, and I'll see you guys in Las Vegas.
All right, I'll be there.
Oh, yes, one question for you real quick.
Yeah.
Marlena, is your program, I saw on a Thursday, do you have a show called Folk from 2 to 4?
No. No, I did for a while, but I'm working now, and so I can't, you know, I something's got to give.
I understand.
Something's
got to
give. Yeah.
Work comes first. Huh?
All right. Well, we'll see you in Las Vegas.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All righty. Bye-bye. 866-666-7926. We could take maybe one more call if they hurry up and call in. So, yeah, Jeff, and we need to hook things up before you go so that people can get you on blindcast.com as well.
Yep, that's fine. Yep,
and,
we'll do that.
And make it downloadable for, you know, folks who don't have the iPod.
Yeah, there you go. We'll make sure.
sure that happens.
I give Jeff all these assignments to do, and gosh, he does them. It's shocking. So, well, that's pretty cool. That's wow. It's been a great ride these couple hours, huh?
Yeah. I think we're going to let Carrie actually take the mic on the ride so that everybody can hear her scream, huh?
Hey, there you go.
I don't scream on rides, you know.
I do.
Do you?
Oh, golly. I just don't go on them.
You don't go on them?
No.
Oh, I love them.
Oh, golly.
I love them.
No, it's okay with me.
The only one I won't podcast on is Splash Mountain, which you get kind of wet, and I don't want things to get...
Well, you could put your Arcos in a plastic bag, and then you could, you know...
Oh, I could.
Oh! I think we have
a caller.
You are the last caller. Caller, it must be your lucky day. Who are we speaking with?
This is Don Barrett.
Don Barrett! Wow, hang on. Now, wait. Oh, darn, I don't have it here. I was going to ring the bell.
I was waiting to hear that bell.
Doggone it. Ding-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling.
Why don't you put the phone
down and run and get it? Don Barrett, did you hear your name mentioned in vain earlier?
No, I got in a little late.
Oh,
you can hear it coming up at the top of the hour, Don.
Yeah, listen at the top of the hour. We said things about you.
Yeah, very nasty, mean, horrible things.
Yeah.
And all true.
Terrific.
Yeah. we told Andrew at iPotter just what you were all about.
Well,
exactly.
Good. Set him straight, will you?
Yeah.
And for anyone who wasn't listening at the top of the hour, I'm just going to embarrass Don a little bit because I can do that, and it's my show, and we're almost out of time anyway.
Oh, dear.
But Don Barrett was the guy who got all of this accessible iPotter going, and I will just leave it at... Don literally put his money where his mouth was, and
Don's the man,
and I think that that it's a great thing. So we've got about a minute.
Well, I just wanted to thank you both for an absolutely wonderful show. Keep up the great work. Keep podcasting. Podcasting is the wave of the future. Now we just got to get rid of sleep so we can listen to all our wonderful
I know
<podcasts>.
it. I know it. Good golly. Ay, ay, ay. Gary says, how many, I don't know, I'm subscribed to about 60 different podcasts now. And Gary's like, how do you listen to all these? Oh,
I have
dear.
160 in my my iPodder right now.
It's crazy.
Well, that's what the book port's for, I guess.
That's right. The book port, the Braille note, do it all, you know?
Yeah, there you go.
All right, Mr. Don. Well, I just love you to pieces, and thank you so much for calling.
Thank you both so much.
All righty. Call again, and I'll ring the bell.
See you later.
Okay.
Bye,
bye-bye. Bye. Well, that about does it, Jeff.
All right. Well, good night, everybody, and enjoy it. We'll talk to you guys soon.
All right. Everybody have a great week. Stay tuned next week. Who knows what we're going to do, but it's going to be cool.
Sit right back and you'll hear a tale about my virtual trip. It started from my IBM with a simple little click. I tried to surf the internet, but things did not go well. I wound up in a chat room. Shut up, I can't escape this AOL nightmare. If I signed on to Prodigy, I bet they'd find me there. Those geeks are everywhere. I'm stuck inside the World Wide Web with weirdos I don't know. I hit F1, unplug the phone. I can't click out, I can't click in. It says in chat.
You've been listening to Marlena on ACB Radio. We'll be back next week, same time, same place. But in the meantime...